सबसे ज़्यादा नुकसान स्टूडेंट का हुआ है, सबसे ज़्यादा। ऐसा मना ट्रांसपोर्टर्स को नुकसान, दुकानदारों को नुकसान नहीं, सबसे ज़्यादा नुकसान बच्चों का हुआ है।
वो मीट आउट हो जाएगा,
हाँ वो हो जाएगा,
ऐसे का लास्ट नहीं है फ्यूचर का।
Hi, I'm Grishma Kuttar, and this is Voices from the Lockdown, a First Post podcast. Over the past few episodes, we've discussed various developments in Kashmir. There is a partial communication blockade still in place as internet and prepaid mobile services are yet to be restored. Public transportation remains off the roads. Normalcy is not something that you will find in Kashmir. Today, we'll specifically look at the ordeal that the students are facing. The decision of the Indian government came at a very odd time for students in Kashmir. It came right at the beginning of the crucial last term of an academic year, the term that ends with exams that are usually qualifiers to proceed to the next grade. In the toughest spot, our students are scheduled to give their board exams 2 days from now. With a large part of the syllabus not being complete and the valley having zero access to internet, how are these students preparing for these exams, which are crucial for higher education? We have Kesar Andrabi with us today, who has spoken to students, parents and teachers in Kashmir to understand what they are going through. Kesar, what are the students saying?
Since Board of School Education, when they announced that they are going to conduct annual examinations after months of shutdown, so many students, they have become victims of mental health due to incomplete syllabus. And if we see this decades-long conflict, education has been the major casualty in Kashmir, where children first face the stress of studies, amid uncertainty, and then they grow up into a bleak future. According to Board of School Education in Kashmir Valley on 29th of October, around 1.6 lakh students are expected to appear in class 10th, and in 11th and 12th examination. In class 10th, around 65 candidates would appear, and in class 12th, around 48,000 students would appear.
Let me stop you there, Kesar. Let's play back the interview with a student from Sora that Kesar spoke to.
My name is Burhan Mir. And my stream is arts, and I study in 12th. In which
higher secondary?
Boys higher secondary, Sora.
So, what मतलब आपके exams वगैरह declare हुए हैं तो क्या प्रिपरेशन
एक्चुअली क्या हुआ, जब अगस्त 5 आर्टिकल एब्रोगेट हुआ तो जो भी हमारा सिलेबस था वो इनकम्प्लीट था वहाँ तक। चूँकि मैं तो ट्यूशन नहीं जाता हूँ, हालांकि मेरे घर वालों के पास उतने पैसे नहीं है, फाइनेंशियली हम उतने साउंड नहीं है मेरी फैमिली, तो मुझे ट्यूशन्स भेजना मेरे माँ बाप के लिए बहुत मुश्किल था। तो घर पर मैंने थोड़ा सा पढ़ा यहाँ वहाँ करके, इंटरनेट हम यूज़ करते थे लेकिन अब वो भी यूज़ नहीं कर पाते हैं, थोड़ा थोड़ा पढ़ा। लेकिन अब हालांकि गवर्नमेंट ने कुछ दिनों पहले ही कहा है हमारा एग्ज़ाम होने वाला है, डेट शीट भी निकला, लेकिन अब मुझे नहीं लगता जो मैं मार्क्स पहले लाता वो अब ला सकता हूँ।
क्या वजहत, क्या लगता है आपको कि आप उतने मार्क्स क्यों नहीं ला पाएंगे?
क्योंकि जो स्कूल एजुकेशन होती है, इंसान उसमें एक स्कूल में पढ़ता है, एक क्लासरूम में पढ़ता है, सब बच्चों के साथ पढ़ता है। अब लेकिन मैं अकेला पढ़ रहा हूँ, मुझे नहीं लगता
तो वो मेरे वो मार्क्स आएंगे। तो कितना सिलेबस आपने कंप्लीट किया था
अभी तक? तो मैंने 60% सिलेबस अपना कंप्लीट किया है, अभी और कुछ दिन बाकी है, मे बी कुछ और हो जाए, मैं रिवाइज भी करना चाहता हूँ लेकिन हो नहीं रहा है मेरे से।
अपने फ्यूचर को कैसे देखते हैं?
बहुत ज़्यादा असर पड़ेगा मेरे फ्यूचर पे। हालांकि मैंने सोचा था अगर मैं 450 अबव मार्क्स लाऊंगा मेरा किसी अच्छे कॉलेज में एडमिशन होगा बाहर, लेकिन अब नहीं लगता मुझे वैसा कुछ हो सकता है, क्योंकि मुझे नहीं लगता मेरे उतने मार्क्स आएंगे जितने मैं सोच रहा था पहले आएंगे।
दैट वॉज बुरहान मीर फ्रॉम सौरा इन कश्मीर, sounding extremely disheartened and explaining how he is unable to prepare for his exams the way he thought he would be able to. Kesar, what Burhan seems to say is that not only have children missed out on classroom teaching, but they also don't have internet to be able to refer to something, you know, which could at least be of some help. Are the other students you've spoken to also feeling the same way as Burhan?
Yeah. There was one more student. His name is Fazan Ahmed Lone. And he is also going to appear in 12th examination. He is from SP Higher Secondary of Srinagar. He said that he is not finding any inspiration to study for the last 10 weeks since the government revoked the special status of Jammu and Kashmir. And like thousands of parents in Kashmir Valley, His father is Muhammad Akram Don, and he's a wedding photographer by profession. He too wants his son, who is the eldest among the three siblings, to prosper with bright career. But he is seeing his son's future in darkness. And interestingly, 2 years ago, when Mr. Faizan, he was in class 10 grade, he has qualified the exam with 90% grade. And after that, his dream to become doctor got wings. So he followed it by choosing to study science. And as per him, it was very strange for him to see the happiness and pride for him in his parents' eyes when his results were declared. But for him, he said that I felt like he had achieved something big for parents. But it has all changed now for him. Since the clampdown, he has found himself caught between his studies and the political uncertainty around him. I asked him what he used to do during these days. So he said that I used to play games or watch movies because I didn't find any interest in the study because there were uncertainty going around us. And now, when government has declared announcement of exams, that they are going to conduct exams in the valley, so he feels very depressed. He used to cry at times when he is not able to find solutions of many questions that he usually read from the book. So many students that we spoke to, the only question their minds were filled with that was, when this shutdown ends and what will happen to their studies? They expressed that government announced that they will conduct examinations, but what will we do? All these months they have studied at the school or at tuition centers, but that could not be possible. No, due to clampdown, this months-long clampdown in Kashmir.
It's probably putting many students and their parents in a lot of anxiety. Let us replay the interview that you've conducted with a parent in Srinagar whose daughter is scheduled to appear in the board exams from the 29th. Let us just listen to a portion of what he has to say regarding how this is affecting his child.
Kis class mein ka exam?
She is in 10th.
जब
परसों अनाउंसमेंट हुई एग्जामिनेशंस की देन अगेन देयर इज अनसर्टेनिटी जो कंटिन्यूअसली जो इस वक्त के जो हालात हैं उनकी वजह से हो रहा है दे हैव नॉट बीन टू द स्कूल्स दे हैव नॉट बीन टू देयर एजुकेशन इंस्टीट्यूशंस and now they have been staying at one place they are studying and now all of a sudden the government is saying ki hum ye exam conduct karenge now there is a psychological trauma on the children they think can we do it or we cannot do it kya hamare exams conduct honge nahi honge honge kaise honge so definitely different things are going in their mind us wajah se psychologically they feel depressed they feel ki kya hamare sath hoga hum kya karenge nahi kar payenge
parent how you are feeling it
definitely not good when a girl who has been securing positions all the way is now in a trauma ki main kar paungi nahi kar paungi definitely as a parent one feels bad
so how long you have been here
this is the first day now they are counseling let's see what happens
yes sir what we've understood here is both children and parents are anxious because like you said it is not easy to learn something when you're not in school you need a teacher to facilitate learning you need a teacher to explain concepts to you especially when you're in this crucial stage right when you're in the 10th 12th where studies gets a little bit more difficult it needs hand holding basically
and similarly another parent Javed Ahmed Bhatt he was from Nishat area of Srinagar and he expressed that there are no favorable circumstances for exams here right now and his son Mr. Mubin he is going to appear for 12th grade examination he said neither have the children studied properly nor is there any option of learning right now they studied only for 3 months after winter vacation what would they have completed in these months as per him it is nothing more than 40% of their syllabus and his son Mr. Mubin he has not been able to concentrate on his studies without the internet and of course we know in the current times most of the students
They are
independent on internet now. And everything was easy and accessible for them. But now, as parents, they complain that what is left there is just a stress for parents as well as for students.
So that kind of sums up what children and parents are experiencing in the face of this lockdown. Kesar will also tell us more about what teachers and what mental health professionals in Srinagar are saying about the situation that children are in. Before we discuss further, let us play back an interview of Ejaz Ahmed Sofi, a teacher from Badgam.
ये है कि बच्चे प्रमोट हो जाएंगे, प्रमोट कर देंगे इनको, लेकिन जो जैसे हमें खाना खाना होता है, हम एक महीने में कितना खाना खाते हैं, मगर अगर एक ही टाइम लेंगे, एक टाइम लेंगे तो हम ठीक नहीं रहेंगे ना, इतना खा सकते हैं हम। इसी तरह पढ़ने का है, ये कंसेप्चुअल कंसेप्ट क्लियर होने चाहिए बच्चे को, ये हर रोज़ इसको थोड़ा थोड़ा टॉपिक्स मतलब डेप्थ तक जाना है, ताकि बच्चा कल कम्पिटिटिव एग्जाम में वहाँ पर कम्पीट कर सके। कल जो हमारे दूसरे स्टेट के मतलब डिवीजन के जो स्टूडेंट्स हैं उनके साथ भी कम्पीट, क्योंकि वहाँ इन्वायरमेंट अच्छा है। कम्पिटिटिव में मैंने पहले ही आपको ये बताया कि कम्पिटिटिव पॉइंट ऑफ व्यू ये बहुत पीछे चला जाता है।
Ejaz points out that students are missing out mainly on the step-by-step learning process, which is important for a holistic education. Without this, they will not be able to perform well in their exams or the competitive entrance exams which follow soon after these board exams. Kesar, what else did other academicians have to say about this?
According to the principal of Government Higher Secondary School, he has 25 years of experience in this field. So he said learning is a gradual process and concept should be clear to a student. If he fails in attaining so, he cannot compete in competitive exams in future. And as a result, in the long run, this is creating an unfilled vacuum, educational vacuum in the society. And later, many people, you know, find it difficult to adjust themselves in the fast-growing society. It is very difficult for them to adjust. He also said that the students will try to qualify exams right now, but with the degradation of education, the region's next generation slowly develops. It develops a vacuum in the society and is lost as a universal loss for us. And interestingly, the data also suggested that the dropout rates in Kashmir has been growing up after the political instability. According to Project Approval Board of Rashtriya Madhyamik Shiksha Abhiyan Ramsar of Jammu and Kashmir, they said that Jammu and Kashmir has the highest dropout rate in secondary education as compared to other states and union territory. The dropout rate from class 10th and 12th is 25.33%, which is very high. It further mentions that out of 22 districts in Jammu and Kashmir, the dropout rate in 12 districts in Kashmir Valley is higher than the state level dropouts. And pertinently, according to United District Information System Education, the dropout rate of students has increased in the past 2 years, like in 2016 and 2017, due to 2016 unrest, when this Burhan Wani episode engulfed in the state. So according to academicians, the losses that the state faces right now, they can be felt, but the loss of education cannot be felt.
So, Kesar, we've been talking about this lockdown, but there have been similar periods of unrest, periods of lockdowns, if you can call it that, where the valley, for instance, in 2016, was shut down for close to 6 months. Mm-hmm. What were the experiences of children then?
Exactly. We spoke to some students, you know, in 2016, when Kashmir was recovering from previous unrests, like of 2008 and 2010, and then 2014 devastating flood. In 2016, another spell made its entry on 8th of July. It was the killing of Hizbul Mujahideen commander Burhan Wani. And soon after his killing, a civil uprising engulfed the valley. The shutdown ended after more than 4 months. And like other sectors, and always, all educational activity remained shut during the period. In the same year, a student, his name is Tawfeer Ejaz, he was going to appear in 12th grade. And the then government declared 50% relaxation in syllabus and gave choices to the students appearing in the examination. He qualified the 12th grade with the help of this relaxation and scored almost 89% marks at that time. And being a science student, he began his preparation for the National Entrance Eligibility Test, which could give him entry to study medicine. And according to him, soon after a few months, he had realized that he could not qualify the test as he had missed concepts from previous classes. And the moment he told this to his father, this is a very interesting thing, he had got angry and had started mentally tortured him, because as per his father, he was making excuses. But it was not the case. And soon he joined an academy to study his previous classes. After missing his classes due to the shutdown, he joined an academy only to study further and found himself among hundreds of like him who had opted for the same. And surprisingly, after almost 2.5 years later, he qualified 2019 NEET entrance, and 10 days before August 5, he joined the Jammu Medical College.
Right. So basically, what you're trying to say is that subsequent governments have given syllabus relaxation whenever there was a clampdown. Students might have passed, but that doesn't mean that they've studied what they were supposed to study in that academic year, and that has definitely affected them later, right?
Exactly. This is what actually academicians say. They say, like, even if they will be given choices, even if they are going to appear in exams, but simultaneously, this is creating an educational vacuum in the society, and this is a very worrying thing. And we spoke, we visited a psychiatric hospital where many of the parents, they are unable to find answers of their children. Students in Kashmir Valley have been slowly suffering with mental trauma, which has not only escalated by the recent instability. Psychologists and doctors note that students, like I mentioned, the case of Mr. Faizan, they are very prone to mental distress when they are unable to study properly. And according to them, this uncertainty among students, and according to them, there is an uncertainty among students and are worried of how they can compete in future when they miss important classes and are unable to finish their syllabus. This uncertainty has potential to lead an anxiety, and then persistent anxiety that a student might have shape into mental illness, or sometimes it may lead into depression.
So we've clearly understood from what Kesar has told us that children are about to give their exams. They're facing depression and anxiety because they've not been to school in the past in what is going to be 3 months soon. And without the kind of guidance and hand-holding that one needs to prepare for an exam, which is considered to be really important in your educational career. Before we finish, let us listen to what Dr. Ejaz, a senior consultant with SMHS Hospital in Srinagar, has to say about why the students are in the situation that they are and what will be the consequences of this kind of a lockdown on their mental health.
तो इनमें सिम्टम्स क्या रहते हैं
लाइक सिम्टम्स यूजुअली एंग्जाइटी फीचर्स ही रहते हैं इन पल्पिटेशन होता है ठीक है रेस्टलेसनेस होती है ठीक है और वही उनको अप्रेंशंस होते हैं फीलिंग मतलब फेलियर्स के एंड ऑल दैट उस तरह की उनमें ये अप्रेंशंस रहते हैं मोस्टली वही फेलियर का ही डर रहता है कि फ्यूचर में देखो कोई बच्चा होता है जो आज तक कभी फेल नहीं हुआ है अब उसको अब फीलिंग्स ऑफ फेलियर लगी हैं कि पता नहीं हो पाएगा नहीं हो पाएगा पेपर सारा आ जाएगा मुझसे हो पाएगा मैं कर पाऊंगा नहीं कर पाऊंगा तो वो जो एक वो चलता है इंसान बच्चे के दिमाग में उसकी वजह से ऑब्वियसली बच्चे को थोड़ा सा डिस्टर्बेंस हो जाएगी मेंटल हेल्थ पे असर पड़ेगा देखो जब तक बच्चा डिस्टर्ब नहीं होगा तब तक वो किसी भी किस्म की मेंटल हेल्थ सर्विसेज को अवेल नहीं करेगा जब बच्चे डिस्ट्रेस में आ जाता है एंग्जाइटी की वजह से स्ट्रेस की वजह से जब बच्चे को परेशानी हो जाती है तभी बच्चा आता है हेल्प के लिए तो ऑब्वियसली जब वो आएगा और अगर उसको मतलब हम फर्स्ट लेवल पे अगर हम उसको आइडेंटिफाई नहीं कर पाए उसको फर्स्ट अटेम्प्ट में हम उसको हेल्प नहीं कर पाए तो ऑब्वियसली फ्यूचर में उसको प्रॉब्लम्स हो सकती है तो एक सॉर्ट ऑफ जो हम बोलते हैं ना फर्स्ट एड वी हैव टू प्रोवाइड द फर्स्ट एड टू सच काइंड ऑफ चिल्ड्रन उनको थोड़ा सा हम सपोर्ट ये देते हैं उनकी एंग्जाइटीज को कम करने के लिए थोड़ा सा हम कॉग्निटिव रिस्ट्रक्चरिंग भी करते हैं ठीक है मगर प्रैक्टिकली अगर हम देखेंगे प्रैक्टिकली थोड़ा सा वो रहेगा उनमें कि सिलेबस कंप्लीट नहीं है मतलब पूरे सिलेबस का एग्जाम देना है वहाँ से पूरा क्लियर नहीं किया है मतलब मैंने वही बोला ना आपको मतलब कि सारे बच्चे एक जैसे नहीं होते हैं कुछ बच्चे हैं जो अच्छे से कोप कर पाते हैं कुछ बच्चे हैं जिनको हेल्प की ज़रूरत होती है और जब वो हेल्प ही उनको हमने प्रोवाइड नहीं किसी भी एंगल से हेल्प तो प्रॉब्लम उसमें
That is all from this episode of Voices from the Lockdown. For previous episodes, visit the First Post channel on audioboom.com.